A word for you from Revelations chapter 20 verses 14 and 15. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. The subject of hell is, of course, unpopular, and even for Christians, it remains a topic that we try to veer from as often as possible. And yet, God speaks very realistically about hell, and the Lord Jesus makes it very clear what he says about hell. It is mentioned at least 12 times in the New Testament, translated as hell, and then there are other words as well, like Gehenna. Here we've read about the lake of fire. It was many years ago that a great preacher, Oswald Smith, preached a sermon called The Madhouse of the Universe. And he took the example that we have our own madhouses, of course called better terms today. Insane asylums was what they used then. Now we refer to mental hospitals, care centers, rehab centers, etc. But in God's terminology, hell, you could also say, is a madhouse. It is the asylum that God has prepared for the devil and his angels, not for human beings. And yet, for those who are blinded, for those who, like in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 3, who make an insane choice because they are blinded, the gospel is hidden, the God of this world has blinded their minds so that they do not believe, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And so, when the great opportunity of salvation is revealed to them, they do not embrace it. And as Oswald Smith points out, that is the greatest insanity. That is showing that you are mad, spiritually mad. Remember that the Bible makes it clear that he does not want human beings to go there. Hell is for the devil. In 2 Peter 3 verse 9, he makes it very clear that he is not willing that any should perish. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 10, he has provided deliverance for you. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to enjoy heaven with him. He wants you in his presence. However, if you reject all the offers of Christ, you are asking to be sent eternally to the madhouse of the universe. Uma unga bambeleli kulens indiso kushuguti wena uya funa uguti uyeshokweni. Do you really want to go to the madhouse of the universe?